Hello, my name is Joe. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up so that you can call 911. If not, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling to check. I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Yes, my name is Joe. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, we need to hang up so you can call 911. If not, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm a testing site.
You're calling to find a testing site?
Information about a testing site, about the OWASP site.
All right, give me one moment, ma'am. All right, just a moment. And what county are you located in?
It's Baldwin County. It's just that I heard, am I talking to a real person?
Yes, I am a real person.
Oh, okay. I just can't tell. I heard on the news this morning, I'm in Baldwin County in Gulf Shores, and I heard on the news that they said that they were going to lower the to 65 and above. And I know they've got two clinics scheduled this week at OWA in Foley. And one of the things says be 75 years or older. Has that changed, or is that going to change to 65 also? I'm 73.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, not from my understanding, ma'am. I'm not too sure because I don't want to give you the wrong information. But now I thought that Governor Ivey had did a news conference on Friday, and I want to say she changed the age to 65. But now I'm not too sure on that. Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't live too far from OWA, so I may just go there. And because I knew at South Baldwin they made it 75, but not enough 75-year-olds showed up, so they lowered it to 65. And I didn't know about that because that wasn't advertised. So I just thought,
yes, ma'am.
I'll just take my chances because I'm not that far from them.
Yes, ma'am. But like I said, maybe you can go to our website. You can always go to the Alabama Department of Public Health .com. Yes, ma'am.
That's way the heck. I'd rather take my chances at OWA.
Well, what I'm saying, you can go to our website, which is the Alabama Department of Public Health .org, or you can visit the CDC.gov's website, and they also have updates there as well.
Okay, well, I'll do that. Well, it's been very helpful.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a real person.
Yes, ma'am. All right, well, I hope I've been able to help. Again, if you need more information, you can always go to those websites, which is the Alabama Department of Public Health.org, or you can visit the CDC's website, and that is CDC.gov, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anything else I can do for you?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I hope you have a great week, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, bye-bye.
Goodbye.